Saving Private Ryan made more than $200 million in the U.S. and nearly $500 million worldwide, so it's a safe bet that a whole lot of us saw the movie when it was in the theaters. But it's also been 15 years since it came out, and it's easy to forget what a massive and intense experience it was to see it on a big screen, especially if you haven't seen the movie again during those 15 years, or if you've only seen it on video. Well, the Orpheum is giving us another chance to see Saving Private Ryan in an actual theater, as they'll be holding a 15th anniversary screening of the movie at 7 o'clock on the night of the 19th. And whatever your feelings about the relative merits of the movie, it's hard to disagree that there are very few cinematic experiences that can compare in emotional impact. Meanwhile, the Salina Arts Center continues to bring in some pretty interesting art house films that we aren't terribly likely to get in Wichita. Starting on the 20th, they'll have a week-long run of Pedro Almodovar's newest, titled I'm So Excited. This is more or less a return to the wackier sex comedies of his earlier days, more like Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown than his more recent, darker movies. I'm So Excited follows the flight attendants and passengers on a flight that's been thrown off course by a technical glitch, as the plane's attendants try to keep the colorful characters on board the plane calm in the face of possible disaster, with usual Almodovar raunchiness present throughout. And the Wichita Peace and Social Justice Center will be having an encore screening of the documentary Harvest of Empire, which looks at the connection between U.S. intervention in Latin America and the current immigration debate. The movie played earlier this year in Wichita and is being shown again at the Peace Center at 7 o'clock on the night of Tuesday the 17th. And you can find screening info and trailers for all of these movies by going to the Indie Films page on our website, kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.